Some things are always happening in the background. We get caught up in this idea that there is some overwhelming, overriding force that you will suddenly feel compelled to take a certain action, and that that is trance. It can be one manifestation of that wonderful toolbox of ideas we do open up, fan out, spread out, select the right tool from. But there's also the background process, the stuff you do that you don't realize you're doing. If you have a habit of organizing things, you might do it at the counter unthinkingly. If you have some fidget toy on your desk, or some key you just hit idly in the background, or some movement of your mouse, or some repositioning of your legs, your hands. Processes which execute in the background because they're not of any particular consequence, but quite consequential things can happen unthinkingly, flowingly as well. Navigation from point to point. The execution of menial, but not terribly mentally intensive tasks over and over can happen, flowing seamlessly in the background. And in your mind, these things pass unchecked. They have a special privilege of moving from place to place inside your cognition. They have a way of just slipping by, not quite forgotten, but clearly not obviously remembered either. They flow. You flow. That highest human state which is flow, the flow from event to event, the constant moving, sliding navigation of thought. But if so little of your conscious thought and so much of your unconscious thought that the entire bandwidth is already occupied, that you do things without really needing to think. Often you'll just have a most important thing you're thinking about. A puzzle you're trying to solve, something you're turning over and over in your mind. And you decide, well, thankfully, I don't have to think too hard about this thing I am doing, because the doing, the mere carrying out of the deed, is automatic. It is in the background. It is a byproduct not just of muscle memory, but of tiny decisions that you know in your core how to make. And if you are already aware of how to make a decision, down to the point where you can, in the background, unconsciously, in the flowing circuitry of your mind, you can identify how to parse for the right decision to make, right or left here. Does this item go on this shelf or that? When you tread well-known territory, and that's what it is to hear the same trance mantra instructions body over and over, it's to know so well how you would decide, will decide, have decided before in a given situation, as the decision is seamless, leaving you free to think of other, more important things. This reprioritization so often comes into play with you and I. What I'm sharing with you might be the most important thing, and if what I'm sharing has a command, you can download that idea, that concept, into your background process. But most of your brain is focusing on the fact we're talking, the fact you're listening, the fact it feels so good to climb on to that ongoing, flowing way of thinking, exploring, finding. So with that in mind, some things happen automatically in the background, and this can be as much a manifestation of trance as anything else. There's a joyous moment, shared by so many subjects, a friend was telling me about it the other day, actually, where you pause and realize, I've been doing this on my own, without even knowing it, for so long. The aware and yet unaware flow of trance, where it just feels neutral to do something in the background. Now, there may be effects from that background not using much force process. There may be effects that bleed over in pleasure, or in stimulation, or in exertion into the main thought process. But if I'm there telling you, yep, everything happening right now is good for you. Everything happening right now will play out positively longer and longer. You go without even needing to inquire into what automatically runs under the surface. You instead just enjoy that I and you are here together in the fixation and flow of you sliding into a rhythm of automatic, continuous action. The mere actions are less important than the thoughts. And if the actions include sexual stimulation, if the actions include productivity, if the actions include the refinement of your body, They are still the background familiar because hypnosis and the going forward can often be aided by familiarity, by knowing the territory and knowing what you are inclined to do, knowing your own essential nature. If your essential nature is to be fixated and focused on what I'm spinning out for you, then the background gets to just do its due, gets to just carry along. It's easier and easier to let what's going on in the background happen, to allow it to occur. It'll continue. You know, my voice will continue. You know, the flow will continue. You know, your habits will continue. Onward and along, continuous and comfortable, until all things save onward and listening are gone. Until all things save listening closely, sinking deeply, falling under. All other things gone except the automatic process in the background and the words that I spin, the words that flow through you. That's the foreground. And in the background, there might be all sorts of actions, all sorts of things presented to you for you to use, for you to carry out, for you to carry forward. It feels good. It feels nice to listen and sink. Feels nice to follow and flow. The more you listen, the easier it is to know what you're really focused on, what you really care about. In the background, the automatic process executes and continues. This is one form trance can take. My words are here to occupy, so one of the things you can do to really keep yourself going is to practice knowing the instructions, the conditioning, so thoroughly that when you do carry it out, it's part of that background. And listening to my voice, relishing, reveling in, sinking for it, that's your foreground. One might almost think that you go through every single day, deeply, deeply hypnotized, that you're not even awake, just deep, drifting, becoming more familiar, more competent, more capable of traveling through all the scenes, all the requirements. With my voice still there in the foreground, fixating, focusing you, and you just carrying out background action after background action. And every time it happens, you do grow more familiar with the task you're doing, with the familiar parts of your day. So much so that the only thing that dislodges my voice and our practice, the training, the only thing that dislodges them from the foreground are things that really require your attention. Everything else is just the background flow. Everything else just manages to work itself out. So that, yes, you may be drifty, dozy, dazed, but only when there isn't something really important to take the forefront. And what's important is up to you. And what feels incredibly good and draws all of your attention, that's up to us. And what executes automatically in the background, so that you can shiveringly observe that you have carried out part of your day, scarcely aware of it. Maybe able to play it back if you go through the tape of your mind, but it would play out in the background. The extras of your day, that's what it is to do something on automatic pilot. Well, in the foreground, there's my voice, my encouragement. Maybe a few punctuation points where you had to really focus on your day, focus on activity other than automatically carrying out your conditioning. But that automatic background flow is tempting because it feels good. It feels good to listen to my voice. Feels good to listen to yourself, and feels particularly pleasant, euphoric, overriding, overwhelming, to notice that you've done so much, and it was done while you were conditioning yourself for other things entirely, while you were listening to training for other things entirely. Your mind carried out its automatic conditioned response, and sure, the thing in the foreground might be about that automatic conditioned response, but what you do in the background gets added to at the end of the trance. While the trance is running, you just sink into it, fall into it, find your way through, and at the other end, shudder in the pleasure of realizing there's so much going on you barely know about, and all you really have is the big picture, the zoom out, the satellite view of how your topography changes over time. And so much of it is like water wearing away at stone. or the tides moving and shifting in their own way. So much of it is equally invisible to you, inevitable, and to someone looking backward over time, so incredibly obvious. It's what it can be. Invisible in the moment. Inevitable, and you feel the inexorability of conditioning, of automatic processes, of doing things you know you want to do because the outcome is pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And, looking back, you may be able to see the vast rent path that has been left by the flow of even slow, dripping, invisibly working tides, waves, or drop after drop after drop, deep down. Because the more things happen in the background, the more they dig away down. And you may think, oh, to keep from sliding deeper, all a hypothetical person would have to do is avoid doing too much in the background. Focus intentionally on their day. Put everything in the foreground. You can try it. But the results are pretty predictable. Because there just isn't room for everything in the foreground.